a great show today. We are going to talk to you in a moment. A man who has written a book called I Love Lucy, The Complete Picture History of the Most Popular TV Show Ever. And his name is Mike McClay. It is a wonderful book. If you are a fan of I Love Lucy, you will love this show, this book. It has coverage of every episode that I Love Lucy ever did. And you say to yourself, well, how does he know about all this stuff? Well, Michael McClay is the son of Howard McClay, who was Desilu's director of publicity from 1958 to 1968, and then for Lucille Ball Productions from 68 through 80. And Michael McClay is also a true Lucy insider. Not only grew up on the Desilu lot, he was also a publicist for Lucille Ball Productions and was professionally and personally involved with Desilu and Lucille Ball for over 22 years. And he joins us now live on That's Life. Let's say hello to Mike McClay. Hi, Mike.
Good afternoon, Mark.
How are you today?
I'm fine.
Excellent. This is a wonderful book.
Thank you.
How much time did you put into this?
Well, 10 years planning it.
10 years planning it, yeah.
10 years planning it, and about a year getting all the clearances, and about another year writing it.
Now, did you actually sit down and watch all the episodes of I Love Lucy?
I've seen most of all of them, except maybe a half a dozen, but for this book, I saw all the ones that, most of the ones that were, or all the ones that were featured in there in the detailed classic section.
Now, all the still pictures, there's tons and tons of pictures in this book. This is a coffee table-sized book. Where did the pictures come from? Were they provided by Desilu Productions?
My father had them in his Lucy, and my father had worked on several possible book projects during the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And because of production on the regular shows, they just never got around to doing it. And until the late 70s and early 80s, when they had a little time on their hands and they started putting it together, and then he passed away, and then the project got shelved. And then, but he had all the photographs from Lucy. Lucy had given them to him.
It's like inheriting a treasure.
Yes, and there, what you're seeing there, though, is the tip of the iceberg. I could have written a book that would have been 700, 800 pages long,
yeah,
because I have enough photos for every episode.
Well, you can maybe do a sequel to this.
Well, tell my publisher.
Well, how are sales going with the book?
Extremely well. Yeah. It's starting to break through, and I think Price Costco was carrying it for a while, and they sold out their entire inventory. And they're going back to press again, and we're just hitting the Christmas season, so it's looking very good.
I mean, I Love Lucy is a beloved show from everybody. Everybody loved the show. It was one of the most popular shows of television in its growth period. And I would think that you have a ready market for this book.
Yes, there are so many Lucy fans. When I travel around the country and I just mention it in passing, I get a group around me because everybody watches it and nobody's afraid to say that they love it and they watch it. And not like some shows, but everybody's a Lucy fan, and it cuts across all socioeconomic borders. Everybody loves the show and watches it.
Now, I guess a quick question that I would have for you would be, you knew Lucy and Desi growing up, right?
Yes. A little more. I knew more of Lucy than Desi because after they split, Desi went pretty much his own way, although, you know, my dad and had contact with him over the years. My dad basically worked for Lucy, and then I later on worked for Lucy as well.
What was Lucy like in real life?
She's a very sincere, intensely personal kind of person who really, if you do your job well and hit your marks and do what you have to do, she never had any complaints. And she's a perfectionist, and she had every right to be, because the legacy she left behind was kind of proves that out.
It's interesting that you know, all this is held up. I think it's amazing that the show has held up so long in syndication, and it looks fresh still. I mean, when you know, we've all seen them hundreds of times, but
sure,
people looking at them for the first time now, it's right up to time.
Yeah, the show, well, first of all, what's even more remarkable is the fact that there were no ground rules when they started the show for sitcoms, for television sitcoms. They cobbled together a little information that they had from the radio shows, which they were doing. My Favorite Husband, which is just the precursor to the I Love Lucy show. And they took some of that information and they extrapolated a lot of the production values, live TV. It was at that time, a melding of so many different disciplines, vaudeville, burlesque, live radio, motion pictures and live TV, and they came up with what I can what everybody considers to be a classic. And what's doubly amazing is the fact that there was nothing there when they started this, and then they created really in essence a show that holds up every bit as much now as it did back then.
And this book really does a great job in recreating the episodes. I mentioned earlier that there's a lot of pictures in it, and each picture has a caption in it. And what Mike has done is actually recreated the episode on the page, which is really a tough thing to do, but you've succeeded.
Well, my original idea behind the book, and actually the frustration is in terms of not having enough space to do what you really want to do, because I originally had 50 episodes earmarked for the middle section, and I'd done 50 episodes, but the theory behind it was people want to experience the show on paper. They're able to lay it out in front of them and look at it. And when you do that, you get a sense of how they actually constructed these episodes. You can look through it and see, it starts out with a very simple premise, and it progresses up until the time where you get to the most outrageous sight gags that highlighted the climax of the show. And so I always felt that the most important part of the book was to give a sense of actually watching the show on paper, and that's what people can experience when they look through the book.
I'm looking through this as I speak with you, and one of the funnier episodes I remember was the one with the handcuffs and Lucy providing the arms of Ricardo as he sang.
Mm-hmm.
And all these are recreated in the book, and it kind of just brings it right back to you. Now, I understand that, again, your father had worked on a lot of this and left this to you after he passed away.
Right.
And you actually worked on this with Lucy Arnaz, who did the introduction to the book.
Yes. Basically, Lucy Arnaz is provided me mostly with the approval to do it, because of course she owns all the rights to reproduction of the show along with CBS, and the introduction she put together from her memory of those days, because sure there was a lot of difficulty in her early life, but there was also a lot of joy, and people seem to forget that in light of the controversy that happened later on in their marriage.
Now, it says in the book that you did a lot of interviews with people around the Lucy show.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a chance to talk to William Frawley or Vivian Vance before they passed away?
Bill Frawley had passed away in the 70s, early 70s. So I did meet him when I was pretty young. The last time I remember seeing him, it's kind of interesting. I was in the Desi Lou barber's shop getting my hair cut, and he was the one who followed me afterwards.
Mm.
And he sat there and he watched him cut my hair, and that was kind of fun. At that time, he was doing the later the show which he did later on, which was My Three Sons.
Right.
And but I never really got a chance to really know the man. I got to know Vivian Vance a little bit later on. As a matter of fact, I worked on one of the last Lucy TV specials where she was a guest star on, and I got to talk to her a little bit. But at that time, I wasn't involved in doing the book, so I didn't really get a chance to quote-unquote interview her, but I got to know her. She was a wonderful, sweet lady.
What about a man whose whole life seemed dedicated to Lucille Ball in terms of his TV shows, Gail Gordon?
Gail Gordon, wonderful, wonderful character actor, and just as wonderful a human being, one of the most gracious people that I'd ever met in entertainment. But he was also one of the funniest, naturally funniest men, and he knew how to make people laugh without even trying. And of course, Lucy just adored and respected him from actually even before I Love Lucy. They worked. A few people remember this, but they worked together on the My Favorite Husband radio show. Before I Love Lucy. As a matter of fact, at one point Lucy wanted Gail Gordon to play the Bill Frawley character, but he had other commitments at the time, so he couldn't do it, and that's when Bill Frawley came in.
We're going to take a break right now. We're talking with Mike McClay. He's written a wonderful book. It's called The Complete Picture History of the Most Popular TV Show Ever, I Love Lucy. And we're playing, as we go in and out of breaks, pieces of the Lucy show and some themes and things that you haven't heard for a while. Listen, we'll be back right after this.
Oh. America's most enjoyable cigarette. Presents the Lucille Ball Desi Arnaz Show. I Love Lucy. Your attention, please. Here is the most important disclosure ever made about cigarettes, based on a scientific fact published in leading medical journals. Philip Morris, and only Philip Morris, is entirely free of a source of irritation used in all other leading cigarettes. So stop worrying about cigarette irritation. Start smoking for pleasure. Call for Philip Morris, America's most enjoyable cigarette. And now, Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz in I Love Lucy.
How will love making up again? Lucy kisses like no one can. She's my missus and I'm her man. And life is heaven, you see. Cause I love Lucy, yes, I love Lucy. And Lucy loves me.
I love Lucy and she loves me.
And that, of course, is Desi Arnaz singing the actual theme song of I Love Lucy. And with us on the line is Michael McClay. He's the author of the complete picture history of the most popular TV show ever, I Love Lucy. And it's put out by Warner Books. It is a beautiful tabletop book. And something, if you have a friend or a father or a brother or someone who's really into I Love Lucy, it's a great Christmas gift. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Did you hear any of the little things we played just now?
Yes, I did.
Kind of cool, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, when you were doing all the research, were there any episodes that really stuck in your mind as your favorites?
Well, probably my favorite is the Vitamita Vegemin, where Lucy puts on a brilliant performance of getting progressively drunker and drunker. And it's a classic. I think it's a classic moment, not only in television, it's a classic moment in any kind of film entertainment. And only Stan Laurel did it as good as Lucy, or if not better. But if you watch some of the old Stan Laurels, where he got progressively drunk in a couple of scenes, that Lucy is every bit as good.
Yeah, that was one of the classics. One of mine is the one where I think it was maybe it was candy or baked goods. Something was going down a conveyor belt, and she had to keep putting them away.
They were chocolates.
Chocolates, yeah. That was one of the funnier ones I've ever seen. She was so adept at physical comedy.
Well, she was. She had, of course, the natural ability that comes with the territory, but she was also she trained at the feet of some of the greatest comedic minds in Hollywood. Namely, probably the most famous was Buster Keaton. Buster Keaton was a very good acquaintance of her, friend and acquaintance of hers when they were both under contract to MGM at that time. Buster Keaton was a gag man. He had, his days of being a star were past him. But they used to sit in the office and come up with all kinds of funny ideas. And he would teach her on a lot about the pantomime. And she had a wonderful ground for all the training. The training was there. Unfortunately, they don't have that in these days. And so you're not going to see that kind of physical comedy done. And you don't see it. Maybe a flash of it here and there on today's sitcoms.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, actually, if there's anybody that's out there now was influenced by Lucille Ball.
Well, probably the most famous person of all was influenced by Lucille Ball, who's certainly in the same territory, was Carol Burnett.
Mm.
Carol Burnett is wonderful at physical comedy, just as much as Lucy was. And so I would say she carries the mantle today. On any up-and-coming people, I really don't know it. Only time will tell.
You know, I Love Lucy is an icon in television and obviously deserves a book like this. But some of the follow-up shows she did, like Here's Lucy, what will you take on some of those shows?
Well, those shows were Lucy carried the shows. The writers who did the I Love Lucy show, of course, went on to other shows themselves. And left Desi Lou, and the writing wasn't quite up to par on some of the later shows, but again there were some very, very funny moments and some wonderful gags that they put together in those later shows, but it never had the cohesiveness and the togetherness that the I Love Lucy did show had, because First of all, the central core of the show was really not the comedy itself. The comedy came out of the situation, and the basic situation was a couple who dearly loved each other and were crazy about each other.
Mm. Michael, you know, we've had Desi Arnaz on here a couple times. He's had some problems, and it seems to have straightened out his life, and Lucy seems to be doing okay. What is your take on the children and the kind of pressure that they had growing up being the siblings of being the children of these two famous folks?
Well, it's very, very, very tough growing up in that situation. In when I grew up around a lot of famous people's sons and daughters, not just Lucy and Desi Arnaz Jr., but a number of others. And when you have that in front of you, you kind of have a tendency to become part of the shadow of your parents. And how do you how can you live with it? How do you top it? And it's not easy. And I think certainly Desi and Lucy have made peace and have coped very well with the situation that they grew up under. And they're both wonderful people. Desi is very happy with his life, and Lucy is also she has a wonderful family, and she's got a great singing career, and she's really happy with it. The bottom line here, though, is that, again, it's unless you've been in that situation, it's hard to know. And again, I have a taste of it. I never had that problem growing up because, you know, when you're in a situation where you're, every mistake that your parents make is broadcast all over the country.
Mm.
That's difficult. That's very difficult to have your life lived in public like that.
Well, Michael McClay, the book is called I Love Lucy, The Complete Picture History of the Most Popular TV Show Ever. It's from Warner Books, and I'm recommending it as a great gift to you. If some people out there that enjoy the show, they will love this book. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay.